A man came to look for a job. He handed in his resume. And the guy looked at it and he said, 20 years of work and you have been fired from every job. Is there anything good that you can say? He said, yes, sir. I'm not a quitter. When people say they're going to church, it has very little to do with a building. For three centuries, the Christians, after Jesus had no church building, they gathered in fields, in catacombs, and private homes. But the church was the people. And so when you say, I'm going to church, begin, if you don't, begin to think, I'm going to be with the person who's sitting at my right, my left, the person who's in front of me and behind me. And it's difficult to be in any human relationship. It is much easier to quit and to say, these people are a pain in the neck. I don't want to be with them. My dog is better. Have you heard that a lot? I always tell people when they say they like dogs better than people, I said, why am I talking to you? Bring your dog. Let me talk to him. Don't be a quitter. Don't think about church as a building. And don't think about home as a house. But think about all the people that you live with, the people that you go with, and realize, yes, we work and we pray with sinners. Jesus had this attitude of going where people were suffering the most. As the scriptures say, the Lord died for us while we were yet sinners. He didn't wait for us to be beautiful, to be spotless, to be without sin. And you'll never get away from sinners because all you have to do is look in the mirror and say, oh, I'm stuck with me again. When Jesus went to his hometown in Nazareth and he read the sacred scriptures in the temple, in the synagogue, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim freedom for the prisoners and recovery of sight for the blind, to set the oppressed free, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. And what did they do when they heard these beautiful words? They tried to throw him off a cliff. He had to escape from his own people, from his own town. Because sometimes people don't want freedom. When I used to minister to a hospital in Syracuse, New York, there was a little chapel and they had a beautiful stained glass window of Jesus going after the lost sheep and taking the sheep and putting it on his shoulder. What a beautiful picture. I always thought they should have had another stained glass window on the opposite side where the sheep is biting, spitting, and screaming, saying, leave me alone, I hate you. Because that is what we as Christians are called also to deal with. Because if we don't care about each other, and we only love those who love us, take care of those who take care of us, what good is it? Jesus said, sinners do the same. So thank you for coming to church today to be with people who are decent and people who are not some decent. When people ask me, Father, are you a Christian? I say, sometimes. And sometimes I'm not. But I'm in the race. And I'm trying, and I always appreciate those people who walk this journey with me. So in all your relationships, don't be a quitter. Be a person like Jesus who keeps coming back, looking for new ways to bring freedom to the oppressed, to help people rethink their life, to find a better path, to follow the Master who never gave up on us. Slava Iisusu Christu.